Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with the dollar reaching a multi-week high on the back of optimism around anticipated U.S. policy direction, the rand has seen a substantial drop of over 2% against the greenback. I'm going to explore the potential trajectories of the rand now as it breaches 18 to the dollar, hopefully unpack the factors driving its volatility and assess the impact on local and global markets. I'm joined by Andre Salier, who is a director at Treasury One. And Andre, first of all then, what are the primary drivers behind the rand's 2% drop? And is this trend likely to continue?
The answer is, at this stage, 100% can be attributed to dollar strength. And where does this dollar strength come from? It comes from a win of Mr. Trump and the impact of his possible policies comes from his rhetoric speech during his campaign, where he said, focus on America, focus on America, making America great again, and slapping import tariffs on countries. Spoken about 60% on China, 15, between 10 and 20 on other countries, severe impact on Europe, and they specific mention that they're not importing enough American cars. Now one must remember that if you do and slap those tariffs onto imports into America, ultimately it's the consumer that pays for that. Simply means that there's price increases and the consumer pays for it, and that is inflationary. That inflationary possibility to rear its ugly head again simply means that the Federal Reserve will become less aggressive. One should not forget they're in a downward cycle on their monetary policy, busy lowering rates. But Mr. Powell lifted a finger and even went as far as to say that Donald Trump cannot fire him. So he's warned and lifted, as I say, a finger. And that possibility of slowing and possibly not even cutting interest rates in December, because the possibility of that is getting smaller, simply means that capital could start flowing back to America out of emerging markets. Emerging markets, and especially China, could do worse in terms of their economies. American economy could do better. And that is where all of this turmoil simply hits out in a stronger dollar and the possibility of higher inflation, lowering of interest
rates. Andre, lots to unpack there. So let's start with the rand and whether you see this then as a temporary response, given that nothing really is going to change in the United States over the short term, or do you think there are deeper structural concerns at play here?
I don't think at this point in time. We must remember that the inauguration is only in January, and markets is an interesting place. It reacts before the time. So I don't think it's currently a massive problem, and I don't think structurally anything changes at this point in time. We have to wait for the inauguration. We have to wait to see what his actual policy is and how that filters through. So I think these are very technical reactions. One must also remember that there's technical trading taking place as the currency breaks through certain levels. And structurally in South Africa is nothing wrong at this point in time that influences this move. So I don't think it's the structural side at this point in time. It's simply speculation and possibilities.
So what I'm also hearing you say, Andre, is let's strap in here for the next 90 days or so. It's going to be very volatile.
It's going to be volatile. It's going to be a rough ride. And once again, markets are a wonderful thing. Some people benefit from this and some people as a disadvantage of this. So your importer is hampered by this in the short term, and your exporter is smiling all the way to the bank because he's getting the far better levels to sell his export proceeds into. And as the rand weakens, your exporter also becomes more competitive than what they were at 1750, for instance. So markets has got products. products allow both importers and exporters to take advantage of rates at certain levels with certain products to hedge themselves. And that's what people should do to keep some of the volatility out of their income statements.
So, Andre, finally then, if the dollar strength persists, and there is every likelihood that it will, are there strategies then that businesses and investors should be considering to hedge against a weaker rand?
Yes, there is. As I said, there's various products. And my suggestion would be to both importers and exporters is to, especially in the short term, take out some forward cover to hedge themselves against any adverse movements, whichever way it goes for either importer or exporter, and then place orders in the market. You know, if I use a simple example, if I expect $1 million to come into my account over the next month, you know, then go out and say, you know, if it reaches 18.10, sell X amount of X percentage of it. Leave a little bit open. If it gets to 18.25, sell a little bit more, you know, and gradually improve your rate as you go up, or on the other side for importers as it comes back down again. So yes, they should actively manage their currency risk exposure and take advantage of opportunities as they arise.
Andre Celia, always a sharp and straight to the point director at Treasury One. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.